All right, take two, because it's 5:45 a.m. and I'm a little tired and I messed that up a little bit. But welcome back to Red's Corner. If you listen every day, I appreciate you guys. Like, seriously, we're itching towards 5,000 plays total, which is pretty cool. You know, I never would have thought, you know, with all this time, all these episodes, we'd be anywhere near 5,000 listens. So thank you guys so much. And you saw the title. Today's episode is The Power of 5 Minutes, or another way I'd like to put it is Don't Underestimate the Power of 5 Minutes. A buddy of mine called me yesterday, and he was asking me, you know, how he can get workouts and meditation and stretching and all these things that he needs to do on the side done while he's still managing his business and school. And, you know, he came to me for advice, so I told him, like, dude, don't underestimate the power of a 5-minute meditation. Or don't underestimate the power of a 10-minute workout. You know, that's just 15 minutes of your day, and you can cross off on your list, meditate, done. Workout, done. In just 20 minutes. You know, 20, 30 minutes, depending on how you want to do that. Don't underestimate that power, because if you have this huge to-do list, you know, read, and maybe instead of, read 2 chapters of my book daily, read for 5 minutes, read 1 chapter, read half a chapter in the morning, half a chapter at night. Make these goals just a little bit smaller and start building that momentum first. Build that foundation. You can't just say, oh, I'm going to read for 30 minutes every day for the rest of my life, because eventually you're not going to want to. You're going to burn out. You're going to hit yourself too hard at the beginning, and it's not going to work. But if you read 5 pages, 10, a chapter or half a chapter every single day, just start to build up that foundation, whether it be from reading, meditating, stretching, praying, you know, positive affirmations, working out, whether that be cardio, strength, yoga, CrossFit, or if you want to start a podcast, you know, start your show off with just, you know, little episodes here and there, then get on a schedule, then start interviewing people, and then maybe branch off into 1, 2, 3 different shows, and then start appearing on other people's podcasts. There's a whole lot of micro goals that you can start setting for yourself. And if you keep them small for now, because I know how we all are. When we're ambitious, we set tons of goals in tons of different areas, because that's what I do. And then I'll fall short at the end of the week, like, man, I didn't even get to that, or man, I only did half of that, or I didn't get 100% on that goal. Like, we're so ambitious and we're so goal-oriented that we tend to set so many goals for ourselves that we then don't get done and start to beat ourselves up. So what I told him is, even if you don't get that 5 minutes in, don't sit and, you know, dog on yourself for, you know, the incompleteness. Instead of being like, oh, like, I'm such a fucking loser. Like, how did I not get this done? I'm lazy. I'm not good. I'm not good enough. They're not going to appreciate me. Instead of being like that, and I know that's the easy way to do it, just beat yourself up and get back to it next week. You're just killing the cycle right there. But if you get some of your goals done and your main stuff done, like your main stuff being like your job or school, like university, whatever that may be, pat yourself on the back. I'm a winner. You know, I'm an overachiever. I have a strong work ethic. They appreciate what I'm doing, whether they say it or not. I'm a hard worker. I'm a winner. I am this. I am a person who meditates. I am a person who reads. I am a person who works out. I am a person that does this. You see what I'm getting at here? When you want to start completing these goals, like for me, I wanted to start lifting. So I started lifting a few times a week. And then I started lifting every day of the week, like in the weekdays. And then I added in Saturday and then Sundays for stretching. And now I want to, you know, get better at distance running. And I'm a part of this challenge that has 2 workouts a day. So I run at night and I work out, lift in the morning. And sometimes it switches. But I wouldn't be able to do both every single day if I didn't spend, you know, years of my life running every morning. And then the past, you know, 8 months, maybe even longer, lifting every day to then combine it to do it all in one day. It's starting off small and growing, combining, and then branching out within that. Reading. I went from not reading one book at all probably in 2020. I maybe read one, to now have been, I think I've read 6 books already this year, and it's not even March yet. Starting off small. 10 pages a day is what I started with on 75 Hard, and I'm pretty sure I read like 70 pages already today. Smaller book, bigger words, but still 70 pages, pretty decent. Just define what you want to do, whether, you know, it be in all those different categories I could list. You already know what you want to do. It's in the forefront of your mind. Write it out and then make it smaller. Force yourself, because this is what I've learned. And it's easy for ambitious people to set all these goals that are super long and thought out and big and, you know, mentally. I think my recording glitched a little bit there. But we like to set these big goals. And maybe instead of doing that, make the goals smaller. That's harder for ambitious people to do. Like, it's proven, like, that's the harder thing. So if you want to be hard, you want to, you know, attack this even stronger, make the goal easier. Because for me, that's difficult to do. It's like, oh, make the goal easier. You know, screw that. I'm going to do all this and this and that. And then I miss it. And then I'm hard on myself. Why not make it easier? And then backpack off of that. And then be grateful for yourself. And pat yourself on the back. And be a winner. To me, that's smarter. It's harder, too. Because I'm sitting here like, man, I really don't want to do that. But I'm going to have to start doing it. And I did start doing it this week. I had to pull away. It was a tough week. I'll actually talk about that more in tomorrow's episode, but really pulling away and making these goals easier is better for your mental, it's better for your physical body, and it's better for you in the long run. Now write it out, define it, and get after it. Attack that shit. And if you know someone who's really ambitious and is trying to set all these goals and might need a little reminder and the power of 5 minutes and getting something done, send this their way. If you listened all the way through, I truly do love you and appreciate you for everything you do for Red's Corner and me. Seriously, it means a lot. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day. Don't forget to get after it, and peace out. Love you guys.